It's the Dougie Show. Yeah. Come on. I hear way too many people snoring right now, and they shouldn't be sleeping. Wake your ass up. You already know what time it is. It's the world's greatest show. Will we keep it 100? Y'all know his name, yeah. Y'all know his name. Oh yeah, that's right, his name is Dougie. The one and only. Yeah, it's the Dougie Show. Y'all know his name, yeah. Y'all know his name. Yeah, it's the Dougie Show.
Hey yo, check it out. You're listening to the Waking Up Late with Dougie Show. Recorded live on tape at Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. Now here's your host, keeping it real, Dougie Almeida.
What up, everybody? Good morning and welcome to the Waking Up Late with Dougie Show. It's Tuesday morning, and this is an all-new show. I'm here with Michael Cintron.
Hello, everyone.
And Elgin David.
Good morning.
And I feel like Manute Bol around these guys. You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like, you know what I mean? I'm like...
You're like Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah, I feel like this is like Princess Diaries or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the wizard, you know, even though I look like the one from Clash of the Clans.
I am the wizard.
Awesome. Hey, welcome to the show. By the way, we're coming to you on two networks. The WEI Network, where we come to you Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And on the Internet Radio Network, IRN, where we come to you Monday through Friday, or Monday through Friday, 5 days a week. They love us on the West Coast, boys.
No way.
Yeah.
For real?
No way.
What's up, West Coast?
Yeah. They're wondering when you guys are coming back.
Thanks for listening.
Everybody's taking a fucking hiatus.
Well, we're back.
Yeah.
In the building.
Anyway, so we're there on Tuesday through Thursday with all new shows. But on Monday, we have an encore show, which is the best show from the week prior. You know, everybody makes their comments and everything. And then on Mondays at IRN, we air the listener's choice of encore performance on Mondays, only on IRN.
All right, so we got to make it, you know, Mike, we got to make it a good show so we can get on next Monday.
Man, I always make it a good show, Elgin.
No, last time we was on the show,
they call me Mike the Spike.
Remember last time we were here, you were sad.
You opened up some dark doors, bro.
Yo, can I tell everybody, listen. Mike got a haircut. He's looking sharp. He looks like he's feeling it today. Yeah. He looks like he's feeling it. Man. You feeling it, man?
I'm feeling good today, man.
All right.
Yeah, good. Because you're like in the fucking doldrums. I felt like I was talking to her like a retard. Like you couldn't, you know what I mean? Like you feel so bad. You're like everything you say. You're like. But look at you now. You look at you. You look like you got your shit together. He looks like, look at, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's got that look. He even walked up to the studios today with that look like, yeah, what's up? You know what I mean? Like,
no, he did. Yeah. He had a stride in his step. He looked like he used some soap recently. Like he sprayed some cologne maybe. Yeah, he tightened it up.
Yeah,
good job, man. Are you scoping for the ladies anytime soon?
Last
time
he
was sad about that too, man. How's it going?
It's going. I'm just, you know, just taking it easy.
All right. It's Honest Tuesdays, by the
way. Wait a minute. It's going. I'm taking it easy.
Yeah.
Taking it easy means you ain't going nowhere.
Exactly.
That means, you know.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
I'm taking a hiatus, right? I'm taking a sabbatical on the pussy. I'm just going to try to reevaluate where I want to go in life in terms of my career goals.
That's good. You know, I always said that if you want to, I said this to one of my older brothers who was, you know, struggling at all kinds of shit. And my mother say, you know, you have to meet the right woman. I go, Mom, if he meets the right woman, he won't be the right guy.
Yeah. It's a good point.
You know what I mean? You got to get your shit together, man. Wait, if you're going to meet Mrs. Wright, you know, and this is out to the ladies, if you expect to meet Mr. Wright, don't be some chick who's just all aggravated from her last boyfriend. You know, you want to go out like Mike is. You go out there and live, be you, find you, go out and, hey, how does Mike want to hang out tonight? What's Mike want to go on a road trip? You know what I mean? Fuck having a chick and then saying, hey, you want to come with me? Fuck that. You got to be you, man.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do, bro.
Well, you know, you can't make someone else happy if you're not happy. So, you know.
True.
There you go, man. Look at you. You've been reading or something. Part, you know? Holy shit.
I read
a fortune cookie.
I read Inquirer magazine.
Oh, you definitely look different, man. So we're happy about that.
Thank you.
At any rate, so as I was saying, so Tuesday through Thursday, and then on Fridays, we have the best of all time. Best of all time on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show from our archives at wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. over 275 episodes to choose from. So this Friday, we're going to have one on IRN, which is myself, I think Lenny Travis, and Esther Koo.
Esther Koo
is on the show. Cool. So it's going to be a funny, yeah. And then stay next week. Here's a little teaser, but we're going to have our show with Bobby Collins when he called in as our guest comic call-in on next Friday. So that's a full week of shows here on the Wake Up Late. And you guys, look at you.
What about us?
Yeah, you're part of it. You know, they got the Honest Tuesday show. We have something we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to ask you guys, consider yourselves, if I was to poll 100 people in the comedy community, whether you're a performer, a booker, somebody who runs a venue, if you have anything to do with comedy, we're going to ask 100 people how they would feel about this. Is it a dick move? Right? What's a dick move? What's a dick move in your eyes?
What, like if I'm a booker and there's a performer?
Any dick move. A dick move could be Elgin trying to fuck your girlfriend when you're out of town. That's a dick move.
Oh, that's a big time dick move.
You're just
like borrowing your car and not bringing it back.
That's a dick move.
Yeah. All right. What about using up all the dishes and not cleaning any of them?
I don't know if it
gets the dick move, but that's kind of like...
That's just inconsiderate.
It's just being an asshole.
And if that goes on for a while, you got to say something about
then it.
That's not like a dick move.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Like if I went in your wallet and took $20,
I'll tell you what's a dick move.
If
he didn't do the dishes, but he purposely put a little shit on the edge of the dish where you knew you were going to grab it.
That's a dick move.
Well, yeah, that's a dick move. But that's like a prank, though.
We have to define what are dick moves.
That's what we're trying
pranks.
To do, right? Dick move. That's what. Now,
if somebody intentionally screws you over in a way that's not funny, I think that's a dick move.
What about
somebody does something against you but has no concern of your opinion or stance on it? They just do it because they want to do it.
Well, they do it for their own personal gain.
Right. Exactly. And they expect you to like it.
That's a dick move.
Right. Okay, here.
And then like, oh, I borrowed $20 from your wallet without asking.
Right, so if somebody took your car, like in the example, if somebody took your car and never brought it back, they're taking something of yours. They're actually something that you have equity in, and they're basically doing whatever they want with it. It's fucking your girlfriend, that'd be the same thing. That's something you obviously have an interest in.
Or somebody like somebody breaking a lease.
See, I feel like a dick move is like being sneaky, like you said, fucking your girlfriend behind your back, but you don't know, like not stealing your girlfriend or anything, taking a car, but bringing it back and you get back in your car. You're like, what, why are there ketchup stains all over? Why is the gas low? Like, that's a dick move. If your friend steals your car, stealing your car, that's pretty...
Why is the alignment all fucked
right.
up?
Right, exactly.
What are you driving, a fucking like 1962 fucking Comet?
I saw a car today on I-95, and the whole traffic was stopped because this one car was driving on its rim. Like, I've never seen it. I've seen a flat tire.
Oh, yeah.
The tire was gone.
It's amazing when some people, you get some of these folks, when they get a flat, they go, oh, I only have a few miles left. And they tried to turn.
That's what happened.
It was a
fucking rim. Yeah. I was like, gee, yeah. Oh, my God.
I hope this doesn't mess it up.
That's a dick move because you just screwed over all these people trying to drive to work.
How long
I'm on my way this morning. I'm
That's
like,
a dick move. If someone commits suicide like at 7 o'clock in the morning on 95 and holds
dick
up
move.
Traffic, that is the biggest dick move.
No, I think that supersedes dick. There's got to be a new title for that one.
Wow. That's just unbelievable.
You know, somebody committing suicide.
We're talking about a flat tire and you just...
But that's like holding up... That's super selfish right there.
We just thought you were all in a better mood. You're bringing up fucking...
I'm just saying, like, I've been in that situation where you're stuck in traffic. Turns out some guy jumped off the bridge. Like, why couldn't you go blow your brains off in the privacy of your own apartment?
Right. Yeah, why did you have to get us all involved?
Exactly.
But, I mean, that's why they do it.
So I'm going to make a statement.
Yeah I'm going to make a scene.
I'm not just going to die today, but I'm going to like basically be intolerant. I'm going to be like a pest to like 100,000 other people today.
That just reminds me of that scene from The Good Son when they throw that dummy on
the bridge. Oh my God.
That movie's so good. Oh, by the way, just talking about The Good Son, shout out to my mom. I told her if she listened, I'd shout her out. So what's up? Good morning, Mom.
Good morning, Mom. Do we have to be like different now?
No.
My mom's listening.
Good morning, Mama David.
Yeah.
I just want to shout her out.
Yeah.
Back to what we were talking about.
There's a machine in my job, and it frosts, right? And I didn't know that there's chemicals that actually clean, like you put metal parts in it and it cleans it, right? And then there's a...
What, do you work on widgets?
I work on valve engine parts. Yeah. So you clean the metal parts.
Mike
works at he actually does work at widgets. There is a fucking widget.
So anyway, there's frost that builds up, and I took some of that frost and I put it on my back of my friend's neck, thinking, "Oh, that's a good move, Mike." He's gonna freak out, like, "Ah, it's cold." Turns out that that's like a chemical that burns your skin.
Yeah, yeah.
And he freaked out all day long. That was a dick move, right?
Yeah, that was. I did a dick move,
but you didn't know.
But I didn't know.
But at the same time, didn't it burn your finger when you touched
it? No, because I had a rubber glove on.
Oh, look at him. It seems safe.
See, that's how people get fucking infected, bro. An idiot like you takes.
Hey, it did nothing to me.
Touches someone.
Meanwhile, he takes
doctor
his glove
infected
off.
In Ebola. Yeah.
The thing's glowing like fucking like uranium. It'd be funny to be like, you know.
He's fucking Homer Simpson running home with the little thing in his neck.
This guy got so mad, man. He had to take vinegar and put it on the back of his neck so he smelled like vinegar all day.
You should have told him that, hey, the only way you can cure this is somebody pisses on your neck.
I said that, too. I was like, you want me
it's
to
like
pee on
it? It's like getting stuck
it?
By a man of war. They say the peeing on
yeah,
it because of the.
Is that true?
I don't know if there's that
it's
much
not
truth
really
in
that
it.
True.
But you want basically, you want to have ammonia. Because
they say it's
beach.
Like urea is in your pee or whatever.
Yeah, but you know, you'd have. But you have to have like 8 guys peeing on you.
Yeah.
It turns into a whole
at
different...
At that point,
yeah.
You might as well have a film crew. But,
yeah. And yeah. You just got to get vinegar.
By that one, it's a hard one to explain on the Facebook profile shot. Yeah. Hey, that's a dick move.
That was a dick move.
And,
I'm sorry, Scott Pelchett.
That'd be a dick move throwing a jellyfish on someone. That's a dick
that's
move.
That's a dick move.
Right.
Because you know
right.
They sting.
You know it's going to not be a good outcome.
Yeah.
It's a dick move, taking the drugs out of your pocket and putting it in someone else's pocket without them knowing when the cops pick you up.
That happened to you?
I'm just saying. Okay.
No, that's
a
big time dick move. And then they say, I don't have anything on me. And then while you lied to us, we found this big bag. And they're like, that's not even mine. And then, that's a fucking
well,
dick move.
I've had a friend.
And then you get that dick move.
Planting drugs on your friends, obviously.
Hey, it didn't fit in my pocket anymore.
Your passenger plants the drugs in your car and then you get pulled over. Yeah. That's.
Here's a girl dick move when they leave their lipstick somewhere strategically in your apartment so that your other girlfriend finds it.
Well, why? You might want to do a little quick sweep, Dougie, before you have other chicks over.
No, listen. This
no,
is,
that's...
this is long ago, but I'm just telling you. Right? You laugh because this has happened to you, right?
No, I'm laughing because you're saying it's a dick move, but on whose behalf?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah. It's like, geez, I'm a womanizer. How can they have a problem with this?
Yeah, boy, what a cock blocker.
I hate when my girlfriend leaves her panties in my wife's drawer. Like,
yeah, what
jeez.
A bitch.
What a bitch.
She's so insensitive. It's all about her. Any rate, so you know, so I guess we got an idea what dick move is, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, Honest Tuesdays. Here's the story of the day. Gentlemen, ready?
I'm ready.
We just celebrated a 1-year anniversary of Tavolino's doing comedy.
Nice.
Congratulations.
And,
that's awesome.
You know, in the last week and a half, we officially put our list together, an approved list by Tavolino's, Eddie and everybody, of like everything from headliners. We have about 38 headliners that have come through and are going to be asked to redate, like in other words, if they haven't already, like, hey, you guys are on the run, man. We want you to come back.
No, that's amazing. That's cool, man.
We have about 15 features. People that, you know, hey, want to pay? Let's get this person 20-minute spot, good spot, right? NMCs, of which the two of you are on the list.
Oh my God, I made the list. I didn't even need to lose 15 pounds, Elgin. This is so great.
No, but you know what? It looks like you did.
Oh. Okay.
He's like glowing, you know?
You just look good in dark gray, dude.
Yeah,
by
dark
the way,
gray.
Go to our fan page on Facebook. To
I am actually,
Mike
I did,
today.
I actually did lost like 5 pounds.
Yeah, cool. And so by ratio water. With you, that's a lot.
I know.
Five pounds on
me
is
not
much.
Last
5 pounds on me, I just got off the treadmill.
Yeah, it looks like it's like a drop in the ocean.
Yeah, exactly. what weighs more, a pound of my sweat or a pound of Mike's?
Like your nipple wears 5 pounds. Like.
All right, don't get personal talking about my nipples. I know that's what you look at when we stand dude, up face to face.
You have I know you've got, you have a lovely man chest.
Yeah, I got you know, dude, that's the problem, man. I'm at that age now where I'm not, you know.
No, honestly, you know what, for a person, you know, like of your stature, like you're built, man. Like I'm holding it up. I wouldn't fuck with you, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, listen. No, I wouldn't suggest it.
I wouldn't fuck with most people.
Well, listen, but you know, listen. Nowadays, who wants to mess with anybody? You know right, what I mean? You know? Unless you're defending your family or doing something, what the fuck?
I got gray hairs. I can't be
yeah.
into that stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, so you know, we celebrate our 1 year anniversary, and of course, there's also a chosen list of guest spots, people that we want to you know come back and actually put, if not ready, have ready to feature, right? Because as I'll tell you, as a booker, the hardest thing to book is a feature. Yeah, I need more features. So I can tell you that right now. I need more feature performers to do what I want to do. Yeah. I got plenty of headliners, but I need a lot more features, right? So now here's the deal. Another person has decided to open up a club or do a comedy night on the same night as Tavolino's in the same city, on the same street, and a Tiger Wood pitching wedge from our location.
You know, I've dealt with the same thing, Doug.
All right. Well, good. It's you have America. Experience. Right.
You know, and was, you know, there's a thin line. You can't go and tell someone don't make a living.
Right.
You just wish it would be a couple of miles away from you. But even if it's a couple miles away, you know.
It's basically about 250, 300 yards.
Wow. It sucks, man. It sucks. You have a show Thursdays. How would you feel if someone was doing a show right down the street? Like literally right down that street? Because that's a big street, Las Olas.
The only thing that I could say that I would try to do would be talk to them about like times. Maybe I can do an early show. You can do a late
right.
show.
Right.
Something
well,
like
nothing
that.
Nothing was talked about. We just saw that. We just saw the post about what it was. And I'm like, all right, well.
That's the only thing I would do. Even from your end. If I saw somebody posted they were having a show on the same night as me, I would try to reach out to them and be like, yo, you know, this is where I stand, and, you know, can you maybe consider doing your show at
all right, let me ask you guys,
because we've been doing this, and you can present to them.
Let me ask you guys this. Being in that situation, let me ask you this. Had you now been in the situation that you're going to book a venue, realize that you're agreeing to the venue, you're going to do it on the same night that somebody you know does one down the street, you knowing all this, do you go ahead and do it and post and promote what you're going to do, or do you contact the other person and say, this is what's going to happen, you know, this is what I'm doing, you know, hope everything's cool, if you want to figure, you know, how can this benefit us both?
No, well, you're saying they should have approached you.
Listen, expectations are usually lead to disappointment, but
right.
I'm just telling you that's what I would do. If,
right.
if I'm given the same you know, situation, their same opportunity, I'm going to say, ah.
I say, in my opinion, if it were me, and I don't even know who it is yet, but if it were me, because you haven't told me, if it were me, if I booked a show right next to you, which I probably wouldn't do anyway.
Well, let me go back to that simple gesture. someone comes to me. I'll tell you right now, let's say somebody comes to me and says, we want to do a comedy show on Wednesday nights in Boca Raton on Federal Highway between Spanish River and Yamato or Glades or whatever it is, and we want it to be a really good show, professional book show, and they're going to ask me to do it, knowing it's a mile away from the Buddha.
Right.
I'm going to say, no, I don't think I could do it.
Well, that would be really cool.
No, I'm just, A, because I know as a booker what's going to happen is, well, now we you know it's maybe different, and you know it may be not different. It's basically as somebody who wants to be creative and just have as less, because when you run a room, there's enough things that go wrong anyway to not have to worry about other things that can go wrong because of this. You know, you and I know each other. I'm like, ugh, you know what I mean. I'm like, because I would rather say give it to him because it'd be better for him to do both. And run one as an amateur or pro, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Right. I'm not going to want it.
But let me ask you this. Don't you, aren't you going to have your own crowd anyway? Because you already do on your night.
Yeah, I'm not.
And they're going to have their own crowd.
In all honesty, I'm not worried about the differences. Like, is it going to affect my room or anything? And what we have.
I'm just curious to know what upsets you the most about the proximity of your two locations that it's the same night, the same time.
Comedy venue on the same night.
Yeah.
You know, pooling from a similar category of a cast of characters. You got to hire the talent. You got to hire the talent for that room that's just 300 yards from your room.
Right.
So that means now I have to coordinate my booking. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. That's the shit I wouldn't want to deal with.
Right.
That's why I would pull from that decision. So by entering that decision, I'm going to be like, all right, I got to fucking deal with a lot of stupid shit.
I mean, this is what happened. You know, Josh Geller had opened up Holloway's. I kind of helped him get that room.
Right.
You know, at one point we were going to try to put together a small little open mic.
And by the way, let some of our listeners know who aren't comics. When we talk about opening a room, it's a comedian. You know, a local comedian wants to basically get a venue going to bring comedy to a group of people in a bar, a venue, or something of some
sort. And this is in Boca, right? This is Boca. This is a place called Holloway's. This guy's trying to open up a Thursday night open mic. At the time, it was Catskills was open.
Right.
And they got really upset. I think it was a Halloween night.
I remember that.
You know.
Now, that's a bit different. We're talking about Boca Raton and Fort Lauderdale.
But do you see even that was a big
because of the talent,
problem.
Because now people are going to have to make a decision. So maybe the for both those open mics to exist, they can't. It won't. Maybe there's not enough. Because you want one really good open mic where you get 20, 30 people to show up over an hour. That's what was awesome about the Fort.
Right.
You know, when it was Fort Lauderdale Comedy Club, it's because you got the places open from 9 to midnight.
Yeah.
And you had people basically, for the most part, unless you got into the wee hours, you basically had about 20, 30 people in the room while you were trying to work something out.
Yeah.
So the other room may or may not have caused the demise of something
like
that.
Right, because it was kind of on its way out towards the end.
Right. I mean, listen. Things
were happening over there that were making certain talent people not feeling comfortable, and they seeked refuge. It's America. It's capitalism. If something is not working,
I agree with that part of it.
You know, but
yeah, given if you see that, listen, we want to do our own thing, right? I guess that's what you do.
But you know, at the same time, I understand what you're saying. It's like, hey, this is working. Why are you going to do that right across the street from me?
Well, because that
it's like if I had a pizza place and you opened up another pizza place right across the street.
Right. I mean, am I
going to... You know what I'm saying? My pizza place has been here for a year and it's been thriving and I have my customers that come to me, and then you open up a brand new pizza place across, but that's America.
Right, it's America.
Right,
that's capitalism.
But what's the nature of their what's the nature of their show compared to yours? Is it booked? Is it open mic? What is it?
Cause... Yeah, I think it's a whole bunch of different things.
Okay,
but it's a comedy venue, and you know, and I'm like, all right, well, again,
that's what I'm trying to see. Is it the same? What differentiates it from your show?
I don't see anything different. Luckily, I think we got two different crowds. You know, one room you smoke in, the other one you'd be shot if you were smoking in it. You know, one room is like a barn, the other one's more like a, you know what I mean? And so the venues, the crowd's different. But
the food is going to be different.
Well, they won't even comparison. But the point is that you're trying to build comedy in that scene. You got Coral Springs. Los Olas, where there's so much traffic, you might be able to do a show. And then on another night, do another show. But I wouldn't do it on the same night on Los Olas.
Right.
As a business guy, I'm not going to do another comedy show on Los Olas. As much traffic as Los Olas has versus, let's say, Coral Springs, Florida. For those of you not in Florida, there's a big difference on traffic on some of those nights in these two areas.
No, it's true. I think the smartest thing to do in Fort Lauderdale would be maybe to do two shows in one night, but not do, like you said, two different shows. In different venues. If you had one venue, it might be smart to do like. But yeah, you're right. It wouldn't make sense to do more than one.
All right. So it's hard. Anyway. So
what are you gonna say? What the place is? Time out. Do you want to say it or not say it because you don't want to promote it because it's not because it's against yours? Or are you?
I don't really
give
a shit. I you know, listen. What I'm concerned with is that the concept of the venue is not go well.
The concept?
Will that make people not want to go see comedy anywhere in Coral Springs? Like, you know what I mean? If something is not run, in a sense.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. So it's not going to be run to your...
Not my standard, but That's what I'm saying. I don't have confidence in the let's say the venue. I don't have confidence in the outcome, in a sense.
So are you saying that this other venue can basically put a sour taste of what a comedy show yes. could be?
Yes.
Then for in the future hindering your venue. Yeah.
Right, because yeah. it's like, oh, I went to a comedy show in Coral Springs and it was horrible.
Yeah, anybody says, hey, there's a place, oh, I went there, it sucks.
Well,
it's on Sample Road. Yeah, it's on Sample
Road. Right. Oh, they're both on Sample Road?
Right.
Wow.
Do you think, like a
pitching wedge?
Do you think I'm kidding?
It's like a hundred.
It's basically not even a block or two on University Drive. I'm not University, on Sample Road, west of where we're at.
Wow.
Now, were you friends with this person? We've been friends. That's the other thing about it, and that's why the first point of being pissed, dick move. Why the fuck didn't you talk to me about it before you inked the deal and start promoting it? Because now I'm in reaction mode to saying, well, that wasn't cool. And you know what? The same night. Listen, I even asked Lenny. Lenny's like, that's fucking bullshit, dude. When somebody does it on the same night you're doing it.
Yeah.
Literally, I'm not kidding you. Well, we haven't competed yet on how far can you throw it, but I would say that we could probably reach it with a baseball, with it rolling down the parking lot, because you have a straight shot from the parking lot, Mike. You could throw it, as long as you throw it straight, that thing will fucking roll.
Tony, man, I got mini cannons over here.
I know. Well, you better, you know. But that's probably why he lost 5 pounds. He's probably been throwing a brick for the last 5 days.
He's been practicing.
He's getting ready.
He's training.
He's got a picture
for Minda.
Yeah.
So, he's got a picture of Minda like Rocky Balboa, and he crumpled it.
That's the only person you really want to beat, right?
I've been in the snow with the big
right,
bobsled.
I mean, you just want to beat Minda. Everybody else, like if Tim Hanlon throws further than you're okay with that. I'm okay if Tim could throw further than
me. I
don't
know, you know, because like... I don't want to talk.
Yeah,
shit,
I don't know.
I like Tim.
Yeah, all right.
I don't. I mean, he's a drummer, right? So he's got
no.
Strong
he's a guitar.
Arms.
He's a bass guitar player. Guy. He played
oh,
bass.
Okay.
He's gonna try to throw it with his finger. He's gonna use his thumb.
Yeah, I don't know.
Boom, 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 boom.
Elgin, I think Elgin's got like some athletics. So I think he might
be able to throw. Yeah, of course.
He's a good contender in this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Lenny's already bowed out. He's like, dude, I can't throw anything.
Lenny's another one. Lenny looks pretty
yeah,
buff
no,
sometimes.
No. Yeah, I don't think he can get his hands above his shoulders.
You know who's going to beat us all? Peter Leonard. He's going to be the one.
Yeah, Peter played like college ball. He's a college baseball player.
That's what I'm saying. So.
And his hair won't move the whole time. All right, here's the deal. Now.
So Perry Sack is opening a show down the street. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
In all due respect to Perry Sack, as my friend, he would have came to me the minute he was offered anything there. He would have said, dude, what do you think? What should I do? You know what I mean?
Of course.
Because we're friends. Perry's not going to do a dick move. All right? So, all right. You want to know?
I think the listeners want to know.
I can tell you who's on the first show. Ron Bo is opening the show.
You almost made me spit my water on this microphone.
No, he's going to be the opening week.
He's
going to
be the MC or the headliner?
I don't know what he's doing. There's only one person so far. He's hosting it. Eventually, they'll put a team together to roll out the show. And then I don't know if I'm giving you any hints, but the show, perhaps even though it's booked, may not be prepared fully yet.
That place better be careful with their food, man. Rombo will yelp about it.
Oh, yeah. 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 Now, what was that? I don't know if I caught the whole story about that, but...
He came and the waitress didn't serve his tomato bisques right when he wanted it.
This happened at your venue?
At Dada,
that's right,
yeah.
Dada's, okay. Yeah.
And he went on Yelp and the waitress was so slow and these people don't know hospitality, and he was just bad-mouthing my venue.
I Yelped for the first time this weekend.
Really?
Yes, I was at a Denny's in downtown Fort
Yelped
Lauderdale.
Yelped about Denny's?
I'm going to yelp about this.
The wall was covered in flies.
That's hot.
Really? Like, stuck to the wall?
No, like alive, not stuck. They were alive.
They were hanging. They were just
really?
They were crawling and flying.
They were eating off the wall.
Really?
I'm not even kidding. Like, that...
You know, it's almost sound like you're in a fucking horror movie.
I know.
It's like
it was on Halloween night. Oh my God!
Are you kidding me?
The wallpaper was peeling off the walls.
You sure it wasn't the decorations? And you were high.
Went through a haunted
possibility.
House.
It was a fucking huge spider.
It's your hand, man.
There's this big fucking skeleton too. What the fuck was going on? That's hilarious.
Oh, man. He was in Mickey's Horror Mansion.
But I yelped about it, and I put a picture.
That's funny.
And, yeah.
Well, at any rate, back to Dick Move.
Yeah.
So, then I understand that Max Mosquito is going to be featuring there in a couple weeks, along with Marianne, I can't remember her name, very funny lady.
Long Island Mary?
No, not Long Island Mary. Oh. Marionette, Spanish girl, very kind of potty-mouthed, you know, funny, you know, like, you know, yeah, very, yeah. Rita Moreno. Rita Moreno, remember that lady from, she was actually in the West Side Story, long year, many plays.
Rita Moreno.
Rita Moreno. Right?
The dancer.
Yeah, and she was like, yeah, but she did comedy roles too. She used to play.
Yeah.
But she's a very funny lady.
Right.
They're going to be there. Okay. All right, now here's the deal.
Dropping names.
Jay Risk.
He's the one running it?
Yeah. And you asked me if we were friends. I'm friends with Jay Risk. And I would think that Jay would, you know, knowing that we're friends, would feel that there was an open door policy of coming and saying, hey, man, just, I'm going to be doing this, you know, talk to you about it. Right?
Yeah.
None of that fucking happened. And you know what? And then the worst part is, I'm an adult. If all of a sudden I handed you a box of shit, mm-hmm. If I handed you a box of shit, Mike, and I sat
like
there.
Literally,
if I handed you a box of shit
right
now, and I sat there and go, why? What the fuck is the problem? Why are you mad at me right now? I don't understand why this is such a problem for you. You should really fucking tolerate this right now, dude. You should, you know what I mean?
And I would say, next time you hand me a box of shit, make sure it has nuts. Oh!
Have you guys corresponded on this?
Yeah, a little bit back and forth. And it was basically, my intelligence was insulted by a guy who's been in comedy for a year and a half. Right? The guy basically telling me, look, we could do two venues,
but here's
we could
the
do
deal,
all this,
Dougie.
We could do all that. I go, look, that's fine. I'm not telling you what to do, but A, what the fuck didn't you say anything to me?
If people are going to support that, right? If you're going to have other performers support something like that, then what is there to do? Do you understand what I'm saying? I think...
No.
Okay.
No,
I think
I no
Jay
idea.
Risk has
no.
a lot to go. I think what he wants to get better at comedy. He obviously wants to be a host. I think he should just stick to one night, get an open mic, honing in on his hosting skills on an open mic, so there's not so much pressure. Instead, he wants to put up like a million comedy showcase shows. And people are going to go to that when, you know, and so if people are going to support that kind of show where you have, you know, it says featuring and there's like literally 20 comics featuring.
It looks
and
like then, the third page of the white pages.
It literally is like, it looks like,
all
you
right,
know.
So can I ask you a question? Do you guys know what's going on? Now do you understand why I don't want somebody waddling in my fucking jacuzzi?
But at
you
the
know
same
what I mean?
time,
I'm sitting here in a fucking resort. Right, with every couple people are sipping wine, and here comes Buster fucking Brown.
But
shit
he has
pants.
The right, Buster.
I know,
Brown
but he
has
yeah,
right.
He's gonna come and shit and lay in my fucking jacuzzi now, with all this other shit. Now here, right. All right. So here's the thing, this is America, and if someone opens a pizza stand and starts selling shitty pizza, or you know, basically.
And
let's
if
say
people are gonna go buy that shitty pizza,
yeah,
it's a dollar less
you
than
can
yours.
You can have a gourmet pizza across the street from a Little Caesars, and people are going to come and buy that Little Caesars.
I mean, that's just America.
And thank God there'll be people buying, you know, the other
He's
one.
He's had rooms on a Tuesday night. You know, do I feel it affects my performers coming in? Of course, but I can't go, hey, Jay, move it to another room, move it to another night,
and
or else
I would, and listen, I
you're
would never
banned or some
would,
shit,
would,
you know?
I would never tell him that, and I would never tell him to move or not do anything.
You just think common sense, he would think, oh, wait, Dougie has a room right down the street. Maybe move it somewhere to another city,
or you know what, or and if it, like I said, yeah, if there, it, listen, if I've tried, if nothing else, this is the only opportunity I have. I'm gonna go talk to the guy, or I'm gonna say something. Hey, man, you know, just want to let you. This is what's gonna go on. You know, I've been thinking about it. You know, I wanted to let you know, blah blah blah. And I could have been like, what the fuck, dude? Whatever. Good luck. You know, I don't give a fuck because the bottom line is, it's I'm not worried about it affecting my venue when it talks about the acts, this and that. You know, the all of a sudden people are gonna stop coming to my room. I'm not worried about that.
See, right. The bottom line is he should have came and talked to you about it, and he didn't. And that's what you're.
It was
mad
a dick
about.
Move, right? And now because it's like, hey, why are you surprised? Why are you not handling this well? So here's the deal. Now, I don't know if this is a dick move, but I consulted with the owner of the establishment. I consulted with Lenny, who I consider a good guy in comedy. But if somebody works that room because they are literally a frisbee or disc golf driver away from each other, that if you're going to do shows there, don't expect to do shows with us.
Yeah.
So you know? It's like a non-compete type.
In other words, it's right there. And, you know, I understand you're going to have a different, you're going to have, you, that you're right. You're going to have such a different venue that you're not really going to have people that take our stage.
Well, it's a conflict of interest in a way. Sorry, Mike was too far away. Welcome.
Yeah,
back.
He wasn't feeling.
Now, we had a friend that came on the show and talked about this very same issue.
Yeah.
And we were actually championing
the other end of it?
The other end of
really?
It.
Really?
At one point.
Hmm.
Do you remember that?
I'm trying to think.
Larry Silver and Dean?
Well, oh, yeah, talking about telling comics not to book.
Right, if you're going to do that venue, don't expect to do my venue. And we, you know. But now you understand why someone would do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
It's a very weird pendulum, man.
You're right. And you know what? It is, in a sense. But I know that, like, for example, those two guys, let's say Shannon
they
Hall.
They had other issues.
Those guys about each other's throat. It's not like they were friends in the first place.
Right. They had other issues.
Right. All right. I mean, so.
And you've actually helped Jay.
I just booked him on the Starlight Lounge show. Got him, you know, and that's why you would think, hey, by the way, Doug, you know, I was thinking about it. It might be opening. Whatever. And like I said, that's cool, whatever. But so it's like that. Now I'm like, well, you know, I have the same thing, for example, on the other end of it. Now, I have the same situation with Captain Brian at Off the Hook and Old Naples Comedy Club. You know, Captain Brian hasn't said, hey, don't do that room. But I'm not a dumb guy.
With a wink and a nod, he said it.
No, we did. If you can get a wink and a nod on an email, you know what I mean. But I honestly, guys, I'm only telling you as the comic, not as the booker. At that moment, I'm saying I have to make a decision, and what we are based on our decisions in life, and that tells
it's
a lot
all about choices.
So when I watch somebody's path and I see certain decisions, that's why I get a little one way or the other. You know what I'm saying? And based on some of the decisions of Jay Risk, you know, I'm not very confident. You know what I mean? I wouldn't put him up as a starting quarterback. You know, and you know what I mean? So with that, I'm a little concerned that a same night, people are going to associate comedy in Coral Springs.
Now, have you gone to Jay and told him, hey, I don't really like that you're doing your venue?
No, I said, dude, the same night on the same street, on the same, basically on the same block, like 1100, 1200 block of fucking University or Sample Road.
And what did he say? He was like,
I don't see why this is a big deal and why can't we? Oh, okay. Listen, if you can't see it because you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been in the business for a year and a half doing it. You're at a different level and you're going to, you know, the same thing happened with New York Comedy Club when they got mad when I did the Dubliner.
Right.
You know, and even back then, Renee wasn't too happy. The powers that be at Improv weren't happy about us opening when we first started doing the one-nighters.
Right.
It was a learning process because at first you saw what the Improv saw. They didn't want people, first-time people going to watch comedy, go watch go watch what could be an unpoliced, it could be anything. You know what I mean? It's the Wild West of comedy.
Right.
And that's how the owners, that's how the real powers that be of comedy, the ones that were holding the fucking torch, right? The ones that have kind of opened the road for us to even be saying we even do comedy by being in South Florida, right? That's a level of respect that you have to say to yourself. That's where, if you follow that, then all your other decisions that you choose as a comic or whatever should probably fall, you know, you'll probably end up making good decisions if you base them on a level of understanding. So I would say that. Now, back then, I was like, what the fuck? It's all, you know, I had the Dubliner in Boca, which was 10 minutes from the fucking New York Comedy Club.
Yeah.
But it was a Sunday night. It was a different night. Even I tried to, you know.
Yeah.
And my thought was, I'm going to bring comedy and tell these people to come to those shows because we're, you know.
There's no way he didn't think about your show. Like, there's no way.
Of course.
There's no way he didn't. Like,
but I would also venture to say that Jay doesn't even have the comprehension to go, wait a minute, I shouldn't do this by his. I think he
but
goes,
at the same time,
oh, he's not going to have a problem.
Dougie said that he said, you know, oh, I don't see why it should be a problem means that he thought about it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Right. He thought about it and he said, he thought, oh, he'll have a successful comedy show. I'll have a successful comedy show. We'll be fine with it. And, you know, he doesn't realize if he's putting on a show. Like, when he was doing his theater shows, it would have been screwed up for someone to have another show in Meisner right there right. and
he,
have no
he
one
brought
go
that up to
show.
Me about the, there's disease and they still have shows. I'm like, look, we're talking about a fucking venue in Meisner Park, okay? You can have, like, one day you can have zebras walk through that fucking place and camel. It's whatever. Bottom line is, I'm dying here. I think I fucking ate an early burrito.
Jay Riss is getting to you.
Yeah, he's got a voodoo doll. He's putting a meatball on top of the he's getting me. Risk calculation. Yeah, look, I wasn't worried when he was going to do his own podcast.
And let me just say, I calculated think he's a great risk. Guy. I think he's a cool dude. As far as personal, like personally, if you're talking to him and you're hanging out with him, he doesn't annoy me to the point where I'm like, I got to get away from him. But
that's a why wow, what a compliment.
But you know, when it comes to like putting shows together, I've talked to him. I had a little workshop on hosting and putting shows together that he attended, and I used him many times as an example. And you know, I sat and told him how to make a good show, but he's. Doesn't want to listen.
He doesn't listen. He goes to a beat of a different drummer. And here's the thing. I do whatever you want, but like I said, this is the only thing I'm concerned with is how is it going to affect the comedy scene in Coral Springs? I even have to laugh when I say that. But you know what I mean? The reputation of the venue, how it could blemish it, okay?
Well, let me ask you this. What other comedy shows are there on a Wednesday night in Coral Springs?
None.
And you've had the only show for a year.
Right.
And now the second show ever
right.
is going to be right across the street.
Not even across the street, dude. It's on the same side of the fucking street. It is.
In the same, like.
It, yeah.
Like you know, another, when like, you turn okay. in. To the, right. to the, I know.
I want you to visualize this.
I am.
You're driving west on Sample Road.
Yeah.
You see Tavolino's. Now, when you see Tavolino's, you make the next right, and you come back around in the parking lot, right?
Uh-huh.
If you pass that, oops, I fucking missed the turn.
Right.
You keep going. The next one. It's in there.
So it's in the same walking distance.
My fat ass would walk back and forth on a July day. What's that tell you?
It's like in the same
That tells me
block.
A lot, Dougie.
Yeah.
It's almost the same building.
Yeah, all right. So you know, see what I'm saying?
It's the same building.
Yeah. And here's we're gonna
tell it's like break. If I opened up a dance studio and then right next and I'm in 103 in 104 A yeah. dance studio.
It's yeah. like if you
but our dance is different.
Yeah. It's like if two karate schools open up right next door to each other.
Or there was a Groucho's right below the West
Palm
Beach
Judo.
Yeah. Like, hey, listen.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to laugh at you, but this is
yeah,
quite
but
the
you
funny
see,
conundrum.
There's a Foot Locker next to a Champs. Right
that's
next
what I'm
to
saying.
A,
that's my point.
You know what I mean? There's you know what I mean? There's next to a Payless.
All right. Well, you know what?
No, but is he going to have nice flyers like this? Is he going to do you got you know what I'm saying? It's
maybe
like
he
you
will.
Said, there's going to be a Foot Locker, there's going to be a you know, a House of Hoops, and then there's going to be a Champs,
all right,
you know?
Well, here's what I'm letting known is that and this is base first call from Eddie from Tavolino.
Are you saying wait, let me just say it real quick. Are you saying he's turning it into like a food court of comedy? In a sense, and so, like, imagine if there's like three or four more that open up, it'll be like a food court of comedy.
That sounds like a great tour.
Yeah.
The food court of comedy. Dougie Almeida, Wayne Felba,
Asian guys. Yeah, you'd have
fat chops.
You'd have a little bit of it. You'd have a little bit of everybody. You'd have like a, when you go to a food court. There's Asian food, right?
Oh,
there's
yeah.
the Italian food. There's a there used to be Chick-fil-A's, but
That's
they finally moved
good,
out.
Yeah.
So now that you'd get...
So you're saying
get,
food courts are very well ethnically diverse.
Yeah, motley right. group of fucking people.
No, there really is. If you think about it, there's like a steak place, there's right. an Asian place, there's a pizza place, there's a Japanese and a Chinese place,
right.
there's a Cajun place,
Steve
there's
Capacci.
A Spanish place.
And there's a Subway.
And this, yeah.
Yeah, Steve Capacci is going to be the Subway. He's
yeah, he'll be the fucking guy.
He's bland.
I'm your Subway artist. I don't know.
Shout out to
No
Capacci.
Flavor. Yeah. No flavor.
All right, well... What I'll say is to wrap up the whole you know dick move thing. I don't know. Sometimes a dick move says, you know what, that's fine. I understand your dick move. Now here's my dick move. If you perform there at that venue, you won't be booked at Tavolino's.
Can I tell you a quick, real quick story?
Now, yeah. First of all, I have to ask you guys: does that put you in a situation?
Well, I
no. I mean, if he wanted to book me at his
venue.
He
hasn't approached me to be booked at his venue.
But I'm just saying.
I probably wouldn't do. I haven't done any of his venues. I don't like doing any of his venues.
Here's the thing. I want to differentiate because and one of his messages to me was, look, this was never about competition. But then he says, I always felt that he basically made a comment that says, that's competitive. You're saying this wasn't about competition, but you just made a competitive comment. You know, so you're right. We're not going to be in competition. So I had mentioned, told him that anybody who works your room in 6 months can't work my room.
For nothing, but I have personal ties with Tavolino's anyway. Right. With the family there, too. Yeah. So,
oh, wow.
You piss off those people. Be like, he did what?
You know what I'm saying? I know where my loyalties lie.
You know the guy from Tavolino's?
Yeah.
Wow. You know everybody, man. Like, there was another place you were like, oh, I go back with that person. It's cool.
Yeah. And and here's the thing. That would be the only reason I'd be worried about me doing a dick move, not because where it puts me. Would you want to ask me in my ultimate zenith moment? I don't think the fucking room's going to be around in 2 or 3 months anyway.
That's my point.
So
man.
I want to get the
when
creme de la creme.
When has any of his rooms lasted more than 2 months?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not. The bigger picture is not a big deal, but what I want to take from this moment. Is we put together a fucking good show. We're known at Tavolino's for having a great quality show, great comics, good show. Nobody's going to go up there and bore you for fucking 7 minutes, okay? You're going to go there and you're going to go just like the food, the service, everything's 100% quality. So is the venue. And I'm going to tell you that's the way it'll always be. And the way that I can provide that is that if you work there, you can't work that other venue. It's that simple. You know what I mean? And if you do, that's cool, but...
It's your right to lay down that law because it's your room.
That's it.
So.
And, if it doesn't make sense. Ed said it to me this way. He goes, why would somebody come eat at my place if I make the sauce at the other place? If I send my sauce and my chef over to the other place and I let them cook at that kitchen and the people are going there, why would I do that?
I was just thinking that I was in Publix and I'm trying to get sauce.
That's pretty deep.
You're never gonna get the best sauce. Best sauce is in a great restaurant.
You got to do what you got to do, and that's what exclusivity is. That's why the improv's been always great at that. That's why they had that. That's why they make the decisions they do. If you don't like the fucking decision, you're gonna deal with it your own way. There, like you said, there are gonna be people eating fucking Caesar's, Little Caesar's pizza, and there's gonna be people. So there's gonna be people going to one comedy venue, and there's gonna be people coming to another. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Mike Cintron.
Hello.
And Elgin David.
Stick around, everybody.
And we got straight from the headlines as well as want to hear about your film festival, dude, and your experience over in Orlando.
It was a blast.
And we'll be right back.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Tuesday morning here on the WEI Network and IRN. I'm here with Elgin David and Mike Cintron. And it's Honest Tuesdays, and we just asked you guys to tell us if that was a dick move or not. And I guess in two parts, you live and die by the sword. Was mine a dick move? First, was it a dick move for another comic, person I'd known, to go ahead and open a comedy room the same night at the same time, about 200 yards on the same side of the street, my fucking venue, right? Now, was it a dick move for me to tell my fellow comedians to choose where you want to work?
Omerta.
Now, there's going to be, now listen, there's going to be people that, you know, that rightfully so should say, well, I'm going to go work at Jay's room because Dougie probably ain't going to book me. So I'll go there. Right? Or, I mean, because I can tell you as a comic, when I first started, I would, the New York Comedy Club, I was an MC. I was a house MC. So I was getting my time. I was doing one show a month, let's say, and you're doing 3 15-minute sets, you know, one Friday, two on Saturday. So you're really getting good time. So that's like going to like 9 open mics, right? When you think about it.
Yeah.
So you're getting, now, you know, I was trying to get into the improv. I'd rather host at the improv, but I almost had to make a choice. I came to a fork in the road. I had to do, deal whatever decision I could possibly make, and I did.
You right? Speak of vengeance, but is vengeance going to bring back your venue to you?
What are you, at Comic-Con this weekend? Was that what you did in Orlando, or was it? Oh, that's right. You're
I'm going next weekend.
Yeah?
It was fun. Yeah, to Animate Miami.
Oh, wait, congratulations on your costume from being the Mega Man. What was it?
Mega Man. Made a bad Mega Man costume. It was dope. It was really cool. And first of all, let me just say, shout out to all the fans on the West Coast. That's right. Yeah. Vote for us. We want to get the best episode of the week.
Yeah, the Encore performance on Monday is at IRN Internet Radio Network.
Yeah.
They love us. There's like 15 of them, but they love us.
Why wouldn't they love us?
Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for waking up with us.
They listen all together behind a computer.
It's awesome.
By the way, so you guys know, we're looking for advertisers. I got some meetings with some folks. You know, got some like Brews Room, people like that, trying to get some, you know, so we get a little money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A little cash.
Dollar, bling,
that's
bling.
Right.
We should get Brazzers.
The studio is going to be all redone by the new year. We're going to have everything set up real nice, and we're going to video everything. We're going to shoot everything. We're going to start putting the Wake Up Late with Dougie show on a YouTube page.
Nice.
So people can get the funniest clips. Don't have to watch the whole show, but just basically take, you know, 20, 30 minutes of clips from the show right here.
And you get to finally see how small myself and Mike St. John really are.
Yeah, in comparison to me especially.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You'll feel tall.
We gotta do a promo picture, like the three of us laying in a bowl of pasta.
I'll do that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like a cannonball position. You know, like not all the meatball made the same.
I don't know what kind of website is. It going to be a pay only website?
Yeah, Premier.
Click to enter.
Premier coverage. Hey, yeah. By the way, Minda will not be here tomorrow, but we will have.
She's out in L.A.
Yeah, she's in L.A.
True West Coast.
Yeah, and we're in the, I believe we're in the Tribe of Assholes community, aren't you and I in the Tribe of Assholes?
I'm part of a tribe called Assholes.
Tribe of Assholes. So, I don't know if Elgin's in it yet.
I don't know what that is.
Right.
Well, to get initiated, Elgin, we got to rape you, so.
That's his idea.
Tribe of Assholes.
Yeah. I don't know. And we're going to rape you with Mike's foot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's, I guess you guys.
Matter of fact, he's gonna use the same glove he had on earlier.
Yeah, when he put,
with chemicals
when
on
he
it.
Did the dick move and stung somebody's neck.
I've got to put frosted.
Gave somebody the T virus from Resident Evil.
That fucking guy's gonna turn into a robot. He's gonna he's gonna be like the Borg.
Yes.
You must assimilate.
Oh man.
That's fucked up. Anyway, yeah, man. So, and by the way, follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie or at Wake Up Dougie. Yeah, fucking line on my Twitter. And join our fan page on Facebook, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show fan page, which we have a lot of the West Coast folks joining us there. And we post the shows on there after. And don't forget to follow us. And not only that, but subscribe to us on Stitcher. Go on your Stitcher app, download it to your computer, Facebook, any of your computer or smart device, right? I mean, you're a techie guy, man. You got to.
Yeah, get out your iPhone, smartphone, Samsung, Android, and get the Stitcher app now. Download it for free.
Thank you. It's free, and then subscribe to us for free. Exactly. And then every time you listen to these guys on Tuesday mornings, you know, and Tim Hanlon will be back, by the way. Tim Hanlon's been
finally
on the road, so.
Yeah, man.
Be good to
He's
get
been
him
on
in
sabbatical.
Here. That would make that photo even funnier with the four of us actually sitting in a bowl of pasta.
Yes.
With Tim doing Tim is cannonball.
No, it's a bowl of pasta, and Tim is just like swirling the pasta like with a big,
the big fucking top hat.
Exactly.
That'd be funny. Anyway, by the way, this week's gonna be fun, man. We're gonna talk about that, but quick plugs. I'm gonna Tavolino's this week. Start with today, Tuesday, American Rock Bar and Grill in Deerfield. If you're out there, Cisco is your headliner.
Nice.
So if you're out there in Deerfield Beach, over by the Intercoastal, Tuesday night. Tomorrow night, Mark Viola and Angelo Ciafranco will be at Tavolino's, and of course I'll be there hosting. But here's the fun thing. I'm going to Scruff City Comedy Festival in Knoxville, Tennessee this week.
Nice.
So on Friday and Saturday night, go to Scruff City Comedy Festival. We'll be doing like five venues. It's got all in one town, so you could be doing a venue, you know, running to another one and stuff. And Friday, get to do a 15-minute set. Been asked to do like a 15-minute set during the show because, oh, man.
That's going
to
be fun,
That's
man.
Really cool.
In Knoxville, Tennessee, so come out and see us. Now, you are now part of the Calzone Spaceship.
Yeah, we got into a film festival.
Got a few comedians that get together and shoot videos of each other, rubbing each other's back in the toilet in the showers.
And taking pictures of pasta bowls with meatballs.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was like, but it was a horror show type thing, right? Short film, indie film.
Yeah, we made a horror movie called Necrosteria. It got submitted actually to two festivals. There's the Ninja Pop Festival.
Yeah, I've
won
that
second
on
place, and then we didn't win anything at Freak Horror Show Film, but a lot of people were there. A lot of UCF people, and we got to do a little comedy in one of the rooms, which was really cool. We did a Q&A session. There was this movie where this chick had like she has a dream that a spider lays eggs in her vagina. And then she wakes, and they show her naked in the beginning, and I'm like, she's hot, man. I'm like, oh my God, like I'm getting horny. Like I want to go outside and go find some chick in some like slutty nurse dead outfit. And then by the end of the movie, when you see spiders crawl out of her vagina, I am so not horny anymore.
You started sucking a cock.
I am so like grossed out. Okay, so then we have the Q&A.
Did that completely take you off the taste of a vagina?
It got me back into the horror
mindset. Got you back
mindset.
Into what you're like, supposed to be doing.
Ugh. So then we do a Q&A, and Sean Began, first words out of his mouth goes, well, we couldn't get a girl naked in our movie. Like, like everyone just looks at him like, what the hell did he just say? Because they're there for the art. Like, we're trying to make the Q&A funny, and they just don't know what to make of us. Like, we keep trying to make some kind of, like, witty remark.
Well,
and
that should have been fun and interesting. You get
it
to,
was
you
fun.
You get to go back and forth with that.
The Q&A
and
all was
you guys.
So weird.
So I saw there was you,
yeah,
Steve Capacci.
I threw a chair
Joe
into
DeWayne.
The audience.
Did you? You threw a chair? You got like WWE?
Got WWE. No, I didn't throw a chair.
But that's fun. You all got to like almost make a farce of it without them knowing, really, because they weren't in on the joke.
Well, we didn't want them to think, but we couldn't, because we're comedians at heart, so we were doing it. And like at one point, Steve is like, yeah, you know, we just do comedy and stuff. I mean, we decided to do a comedy or a horror movie for the first time. Not that it's easy or anything. Like he wanted to give them their just desserts and not make it seem like, oh, we could whip out a horror movie like nothing, you know?
Because we're here at the Orlando
a freak show.
Now you took second place at the Ninja one?
Ninja Pop, yeah.
Ninja Pop.
Film
yeah.
Festival.
It was a good movie, man.
Thank you.
Sean gave me a DVD of it.
Sean
like,
gets shirtless.
A couple months ago, and I watched it. It was really cool. It was good, man.
It's a little disturbing.
No, but you know? I liked it, and it's like it makes you think because you have to figure out. You have to make your own almost interpretation of what the ending means,
yeah.
Which is
really?
Cool. Yeah, it leaves it up to your own interpretation. But like, I kind of get it, but yeah. I also could be wrong.
Well,
I don't want to give it away if anyone wants to watch it.
There was
definitely
ending.
It's cool,
and the ending didn't work. So then we just changed it to the ending it is now because
no,
we figured
but it made. I thought it made sense the way it worked.
Yeah,
in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, okay, I don't know if you've seen it.
That's like when somebody messes
I don't up. I want to talk about it right now, but like I don't want to give it away.
What?
But it's a good, it's a cool story. I liked it.
Yeah.
And it was shot very well.
Check it out,
and,
man.
Yeah, Necrosteria. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think that's the next level. Like, we want to shoot what's in here because it's content. What happens in here, it's funny. I think, you know, if it's well edited and you get it all nice together and you know, it's got a look. Yeah, we're gonna darken this room up, guys. This is gonna be.
Gonna like it.
This is gonna be like picture like really. Dark, like blues and
I still I picture you up in the corner in your own like booth with a window, like a DJ from like an 80s roller rink.
And hey guys, it's time for couples. Find that lady and take her skating.
Gonna have some hookah here.
No, we're not. Guys, but we're going to make this. It's going to be a fun experience. Everybody's going to have their own little camera shot on them, individual shots. Yeah. It's going to be, we're going big time. But the video stuff, like again, you know, here's the thing. We've been talking about doing the Schizodes ADD program, all this stuff. Yeah. And sometimes I thought, you know what? We got to work with what you got. Like, it's hard, sometimes it's hard to do so many fucking things. Like, do a show, perform, do a day job, you know, run a room, all this stuff that's going on. I said, you know what? Let me see if I can merge some of these circles. So, going to do a late night show, talk show, right? We're gonna highlight comedy here in South Florida. But it's going to be, you know, Wise Guys Comedy Show from Tavolino's.
That's cool.
Right? And we're going to shoot it once a month when, you know, special acts come in. By the way, we got Mick Kaplan coming in, John Fish, Rich Voss, all coming into town. Yeah. And I tell you, they won't be at JB's or JD's. you know what I mean? And
yeah, but you could smoke there.
That's right.
I think that's the draw.
Yeah, well.
It's the smokers versus the non-smokers.
Yeah, see, like, that's why,
that
you
says
know,
a lot, I think, because I don't smoke. I'm the non-smoker.
My wife hates it when I go to a place. We do a gig. Sometimes it's smoke, and she go, oh. My wife's got allergies, so she can't stand it.
I've been offered some gigs, you know, to host certain rooms, and if I don't feel the room, I'm done doing like dirt bars.
Well,
man.
Don't you feel good about that? Like, you reached a level. It's like, you know what? I want to
absolutely.
You know, this comes to a point where you're like,
you have a really nice room, Elgin. That is a nice, great stage. Could be, you know, it, like, you pack it out. I think it's very cool.
Where is
it?
It is the Bar Stash in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, they are, okay.
It's a nice atmosphere, I think.
Where you insulted the lesbians?
Yeah, where I assaulted the lesbians.
And you know, for instance, with that room, it's a Thursday night room, and also at the time, Terry Wayne has a room in
West Palm Beach.
Well, he had a room on Thursday night. Right. Well, no, he does now, but he did have, at the time he was doing the Bull.
Right.
And we spoke about it. And I told him, and I said, but, you know, we'll talk about the booking, the comedians. And I always came with him, oh, who are you going to get this month? Who am I going to get this month?
Right.
And it was a very open line of communication from the very beginning.
Right.
When I even found out that I was going to be doing this room.
That's really
I
cool.
approached him about it. But
now that has to, now, if you're going to have to do this on a regular basis, right. You figured, okay, if this is going to continue, you have to say to yourself, this, I'm going to be working with somebody who I can, you know, want to work with. In other words, I can trust, I can, you know what I mean, can rely on and shit like that.
Yeah,
I mean, when I do, that's the thing, when I do business, I do that. I mean, I have to, all those things come into play, because again, who's going to blame the decisions you make? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a fuck, man. So anyway, hey, by the way, we're gonna get to it today. We got you guys just want to talk, you know what I mean? You guys are like talkers. Yeah. Fucking talkers
trying to get those fans.
So all right, here's what I wanted to ask you, by the way, in Orlando. You're
what's
in Orlando,
what's
UCF chicks and stuff like that. Is that why you look good? Maybe you had a little, you tapped something?
There were so many chicks. We got invited to a fetish party.
What?
That was like crazy.
Hey, you guys want to go to a fetish party?
Tell me you went.
Yeah, we went. It was by the pool, though, in the hotel, but it was still
so
crazy, man. Like,
what do you mean?
Wait, a fetish party by the pool, though? What kind of pool is this?
This is like the hotel pool. Like,
yeah, but I'm
back.
Saying, was the entire hotel closed off for this one event?
Yeah, they had like in
because how could you have
hotel.
That and then there's little kids
all
on
of a sudden.
Floaties?
Well, I mean,
on fanoodles.
If your little kid is at a
noodle, Jimmy. Jimmy, that's not your fanoodle. Let go of that man's cock.
If you got your kid out at 12 o'clock at night by the pool, then you're going to see some tits, man.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, kids sneak out to the pool. What if they sneak out and they see that?
They're going
to
see
definitely
some tits.
Looking out, they're definitely looking out the hotel window.
All right, so what happened? Tell us about the hotel.
Just, you know, it's I got to meet the guy from Saw.
The puppet? The fucking
not
face?
The puppet, but the old man.
Really? The actor from Saw?
The actor from Saw, he was there.
You met Jigsaw.
I met Jigsaw.
Did you take a picture with him?
I didn't take a picture with him.
Oh my, what?
Because he looked so annoyed, and he was like charging $40 for
an
autograph.
$40 to take an autograph.
Wow. So I was like, let me interview you. And he was like, all right, cool. And I'm like, who would you date in Hollywood right now? And
did you have a recording device? Did you do this with a recording device?
I didn't do this with a recording
device. That's not a fucking interview,
that's
then.
That's just conversation.
But that's why it was so funny. That's what I thought it was hilarious. Like, he's like, where's
your
interview?
Were you holding up a brush?
He looked at me so weird, like, all right, you can interview me.
He's holding up a fucking pencil.
He probably thought you were crazy.
Pretty much.
That's fucking dude, hilarious.
And then I went around taking
a fucking, he's got a scripty like a fucking pen.
He's only a Sharpie.
It's Sharpie.
A scripty.
What the fuck is scripty?
Hashtag scripty.
I kind of did that, honestly. Yeah. Speaking to the Sharpie.
All right, I don't know. So far, what do you guys think? Encore performance Monday? Yeah, it's always fun. We're having fun. Hey, by the way, it is that time here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show where we play the wrong music. And
don't edit that. That's great.
And now, straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida. Yeah, second time's always a charm here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Straight from the headlines, sponsored by Tavolino's. So if you want a great Italian meal, go to Tavolino della Nonna in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the best goddamn meal you ever eat there. Am I right? I mean.
Oh, it's five star.
It is delicious. Chicken parm. Anything. I'm just mentioning one thing, but you can get anything on the menu.
I'm so angry with myself right now. I just right now remembered what I wanted to order. I wanted to order gnocchi. And I cannot remember the word gnocchi.
You forgot how to say it. You're like, gnocchi. Canoca.
I'm like, what's that potato? It's like.
Can I have the coconut?
Oh, my God. It's so good. The gnocchi. Hey, okay, listen.
You want gnocchi?
Hey, before we, real quick, I got to ask you guys this. I wanted to go to the open mic because I had some new stuff, but what do you think? This is a simple joke. You know, my wife's Cambodian, you know, and it's awesome food, but, you know, sometimes the Cambodian food, it's like, ugh, you know, it tastes great, but it smells like, you guys know what it's like to eat something that smells like shit. Come on.
I love Elgin's face right now.
Come on, guys. You know what it's like to eat something that doesn't smell very good. It depends on your crowd.
Elgin looks like some like ugly chicken.
Whenever I
dumber.
Smell pad thai, it smells like.
Really? You pad associate thai. Pad thai to pussy?
It smells like. No, I'm so.
Eat pad thai.
That's what it is. You got.
No, but it really does. And
it's
I hate
a script, though.
I hate the way pad thai smells.
It makes
smells
me want
like,
to cry.
Because it's got peanut and it's got some oil. That's why.
No, it smells like vagina.
Mm. I don't know what kind of vagina you've been fucking eating.
Yum, yum.
Some pad thai. Yeah.
Hey,
that pad thai,
like pad thai
vagina girl. Mm.
Yeah. I Thai food. I'm not a. Thai food? Oh, my God. I will say this. My mother-in-law.
I love Thai food.
Cambodian food's not very different. I mean, again, there's certain dishes, like I said. I swear to God. It's like, oh, my God. You know, do you want to eat it? I said, I don't even want it on the table. Get it the fuck away from me. But then you eat it, and you're like, holy shit. It's unbelievable.
Good. I'm telling you, listen. Smell some pad thai. It smells like vagina. Also, something that smells like something else. Malta smells like SpaghettiOs. If you smell a Malta, it smells
Malta,
like SpaghettiOs.
The drink? Like
you don't
the,
know
the
what? Yeah,
drink?
It's a Spanish soda, pretty right. much. It's,
Malta.
It does.
It, bro, it's,
Malta.
Malta smells like SpaghettiOs.
What's another Italian, the Spanish commercial? Pineta, with the pineapple one and the fucking.
I know Goya. Yeah.
The Jupina.
Goya.
And they have these people, we drink Jupina. It's like, you know, Ricky Martin and. Fucking
Spanish television's got it
Mickey
right.
Martin.
Yeah,
everyone on Spanish television.
Ricky Martin.
Gorgeous.
Ricky Martin. One time, got in a cab in South Beach. The cab driver's like, "You know Ricky Martin? He's gay."
You know?
I said, "How do you know he's gay?" He's like, "I dropped him off at the gay bar."
Como they say, homosexual.
Yeah. Anyway, we get off track. So, hey, let's get back to straight from the headlines.
It's one drop.
Yeah. This was actually just came out the other day. Now you guys aren't parents, right? You don't have children.
No,
right? Okay.
Not that he knows of.
No, I don't have children.
Well, how about this? How would you feel if your daughter, if you had a daughter, and she says, "Daddy, Billy raped me. Yeah, he touched me on his no-no. Whatever. I don't know. But dad invites young daughter's alleged rapist to dinner, then tortures him to death.
Oh my God. Mm. Well, obviously he took it. He took it to the level like,
right.
Yo, that's how you feel.
Right.
And you want to do that. But
it all depends on who my daughter is.
But, can you,
like, if my daughter's a liar. Topic. If my daughter's, like, a liar and I could tell she's a promiscuous daughter. Now, of course.
No, how old is the girl?
You know.
14-year-old.
Oh, come on, bro.
Yeah, well, she's 14, probably
come on.
Not.
How old,
I don't
how old was he?
Well.
The guy who he killed.
It's not showing me.
Because, like, if it was, like, 19, 14.
I'll tell you this.
Oh, 45-year-old.
Oh my God! Yeah. Oh my God! That's right, he had it coming, man. Right. I'm sorry.
A father's facing murder charges. Kill him. After he invited his 14-year-old daughter's alleged rapist.
I will cut your penis off, rapist.
Over for dinner. And then burned his genitals with a heated tongs before strangling him to death.
Wow. Mm.
First, I heated up his balls.
I think you got it easy, bro.
Yeah, I mean.
Because I would have done a lot more if someone fucking raped my daughter, bro. I would have.
Yeah,
fucking,
you would have died, you know.
I would have cut his hand off. Just limb by limb. I don't know. And then cauterize it so he doesn't die.
Just think, I mean. Obviously, he has to live with that for the rest of his life that he did that. But also, his daughter has to live with the fact that she was raped by this guy. Right. But what's better? What's worse? Who knows? It's
and
all
I just watched
crazy.
My father burn his nuts. According to the Indiana Express, the 36-year-old father in India was getting revenge on his underage daughter's 45-year-old alleged rapist. Yeah, that shit happens in India.
Right now.
Can you Google this? This is in the news. That a baby was born with two brains.
Oh, I saw the photo of that, yeah.
Like one, but one body, everything else is singular.
He looks like a fucking
the only
gray.
Thing that's double is two brains. Sorry. So is this one person going to have the mind capacity of two people? Are they going to work in conjunction with each other?
He's going to fight with himself all day.
Wow.
It's going to be, I mean, like, what's going to happen?
Oddly enough, he has no penis.
No.
He's super smart.
Those aren't brains. Those are just his nuts. They're huge.
Oh my God! No,
got a lot of brain cells.
Don't let him sneeze
everything.
On you.
But they're still referring to it as twins. They're still referring to it as twins.
Yeah, I saw the photo. The kid's head, his eyes are even pulled out from the brain. Like his face is like he looks like an alien, dude. He looks like the Martian in Mars Attacks.
Oh,
he had the fucking
man.
Right.
He's not lying. He's not lying. He has a big.
Man.
Can you pull it up? Oh my God! It's
yeah,
it's,
man.
It's.
Yeah, he had two minds.
I want to talk about this because this could be like the next stage in human evolution. People being born with two brains.
I like how Legend goes, all right, enough with the rape story. Can we pull up that picture with the kid?
Yeah, we come on. We got to lighten
like
up.
He looks like a freak, man.
It's Tuesday morning, man. We can't be talking about that type
going
of
right
stuff.
Into rape.
Let's talk about this.
So
because
early.
Could you imagine if people had the superhuman abilities?
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! It's horrible. Kill it. Kill it.
Listen, first of all, could you imagine if you're fucking, if the nurse walked into the baby, here's your baby. It's fucking E.T.
Show Mike again. Show Mike again, because that was
good. Oh, my God.
I'm coming after
it
you,
looks
Mikey.
Looks like me when I was a kid.
That looks like you now.
Had a
it
huge
looked like
head.
You earlier when you were fucking laughing. Look it
hey.
Up. Look at that fucking kid. And the brain. Look at the veins in the brain.
Come on, we got it. Wait,
I'm telling you. Look
it's
at
so mean.
Look at that.
Oh, don't you feel bad though?
Doesn't his?
I thought that was
his
hair.
Brain,
that's his veins.
Dude, look at this. That's not a brain. That's a nut.
Oh my God.
That's a huge nut.
It does look like a stretch nut. But
oh my God.
It looks like a nut that got caught outside your underwear. You know what I mean? It's like
I feel so bad.
Burn it.
I feel so bad.
Yeah, this baby. Fucking kid. Listen,
man, and you know what's fucked up?
This kid should just play on a chess team for the fun of it. And imagine him walking up to the the guy shows up on Jeopardy. Holy
fucking
fuck.
Brainiac, man!
But I'm curious to know like how that's gonna work. Who's gonna work when? And like,
hey, by the way, they found out that this story you just pulled up. We found out that this isn't real. It was a crafted hoax. The idea. An implication would really be interesting if consciousness, so please use it as an interesting theory, but didn't really happen.
No way. This fake.
Oh, you got duped.
Oh, man.
Elgin David got duped.
I'm telling you,
Elgin David got duped.
They took a photo of my balls.
I gotta tell you.
Fuck it. Hey, let's do something with this.
It looked like an alien, though.
It did.
I was freaked out.
That fucking kid.
I was thinking, like, in Sparta, they would have thrown that kid into the ocean.
You know what? Then here, if we're going to find out if stuff is real or not, let's debunk this one, if this one's real or not, okay? Then we're going to do a segment every time. So is this true? Is this Honest Tuesdays?
Right, so that's something.
Here we go.
On an Honest
Jaden
Tuesdays.
Smith said that he's going to, when he turns 18, cut off his penis because he doesn't relate to men or women, and he just feels like he's a human named Jaden.
That's not true.
I just read this too.
That is not true.
Let's find out.
What man willingly goes, I need it? Well, okay.
That's what he said.
I guess there are cult people who do that shit.
He said he wants to, he just said it shouldn't define him.
This is under the auspice of NAHA, Negroes Against Hairline Abuse.
Stop it.
Jaden Smith to remove penis upon turning 18.
What?
He's
I told
give
you.
Give it to his father.
Willow Smith's going to cut off her titties when she's like 21.
Quote, Los Angeles, this is a decision I made on my own.
Cut my titties off.
Don't talk about Willow Smith's anything.
What, she's like nine, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
But I hope this doesn't affect my parents' decision to assist with this financially, giggled Jaden when he revealed his 18th birthday plans.
Man, if I was Will Smith, I would
punch
my son.
There's more.
Will Smith's son, Jaden Smith, who's 16, made the announcement that he would have his male member removed on his 18th birthday. There'll be one more candle on the fucking cake. Because in his words, my penis doesn't define me. I'm not gay. I'm not straight. I'll just be a penisless boy named Jaden, and nobody will ask me to the prom.
Oh, God. God, I would just punch my son in the face.
Said Jaden, who claims the decision doesn't make him more or less of a man than any of his male fans. No, that does make you less of a man.
You know what gets me upset?
I mean, if you're a fucking bull and you don't have no horns, you're a fucking cow.
Yeah,
okay?
Like, how old is this kid?
He's 16.
Jeez, he's 16 and he thinks he knows everything about the world, what he's going to want to do with his penis. When
next thing you know, he's going to open a comedy club in fucking Coral Springs right next to me.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's what happened to Jay Risk.
Yeah, maybe somebody cut off his
Stephanie
cock.
Cut off his balls.
He's acting all fucked up now.
I'll take that back. I just said that out of joking. I didn't mean that.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to fucking pull any punches anymore. The way that shit goes, that's why we have the Honest Tuesday show, because things got to be called out. You know what I mean? And here's the thing. It takes a man to admit, you know, it takes somebody of true character when they admit they're fucked up. They did something wrong or could have handled something better.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's been days that I've had to do that in my professional life and other things. I really wish I could have handled that fucking better. You know what I mean? But then right away, you're like, fuck. Because it's like dealing with a drunk. If a drunk's like, I don't got a fucking problem.
Right.
Yeah, you're pissing into the fucking,
pissing into the wind.
You're pissing into the stereo unit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're pissing on the electric fence.
By the way, the rapist allegedly, I'm getting back to my rapist story. According to the police, the 45-year-old alleged rapist is suspected as being one of two people that raped the young victim a few months ago when she was home alone. Well, guess who's coming over for dinner tomorrow?
The other person.
Hey, what happened to what happened to Guta?
I don't know which one raped my daughter, but you're both going down.
What's that smell?
Yeah. What's for lunch?
Oh, I'm hungry. You have sausage?
So terrible.
Yeah.
You have nuts?
I don't. I'm allergic to nuts.
Oh, poor girl.
No, I'm not talking about the girl. We're talking about the... All right.
Hey, by the way...
I know, but like, terrible. I'm just thinking about the girl. Story, yeah, man. Yeah.
All right. You know, this whole... It was this... I actually pulled this story up, and since we didn't really have shows, I didn't get to pull it, but... This is just a story. Dozens attending the NAACP gala at Redwood City Hotel sickened after a meal of salmon. So here's, you ever see the movie The Invasion of the Body Snatchers? And there's scenes, like the newer version, where talk about horror flicks, like people eventually get in and become like body snatched. You know what I mean? There's only people. And what they do is they take puke and they make you, they look, whatever the contents of the. And then you become a fucking, you're taking over. So there's a scene where they're all at a breakfast. It's a big hotel gala event. They're all sitting there, and the wait staff just all right into the fucking coffee. Yeah. So I thought about it. Dozens attending the NAACP get sick. So here's a situation. Everybody's hanging out. More than 50 attendees attending the NAACP gala in Redwood City on Saturday were sickened by a case of possible food poisoning. At least 12 people were taken to the local hospital and treated for dehydration, according to San Jose, and embarrassment. Several other transported themselves to the hospital. Adam said amongst those hospitals include former Oakland mayor. Well, who gives a shit? More than 300 people attended the event. People were throwing up right after they got done eating. Can you imagine you sitting there and all of a sudden people just start projectile vomiting all over the fucking place?
Because that kid with the two brains showed up. They all started vomiting.
And now for our Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Hey, kid, get the fuck out of here. You got two brains.
Oh, I can't believe what I'm seeing.
In the salmon.
Yeah. Here's one. You ever watch Teletubbies, Mike? You're a Teletubby fan?
No, I missed that whole wave of Teletubbies.
Listen, this show is so funny to me because that little baby in the sun is like,
yeah.
I missed that whole thing. It was so funny, man.
I missed every. I caught Barney towards the end.
They used to say that Tinky Winky, the purple one, because he carried a purse, he was gay.
Right.
That's
when I heard about him.
Teletubby broke into Pal's house, stole food. A man dressed as Lala. Richie Lala?
Love you, Richie.
The yellow Teletubby broke into a friend's house early Sunday morning.
Oh, my God.
Removed Chinese food from the refrigerator and dumped it into the man's purse. Maybe it was the purple one.
Yeah.
Before escaping. That's a funny robber right there. He's dressed
as a fucking. Can you tell us what the robber looked like? He's a fucking Teletubby.
Imagine being like on acid and someone breaks into your house and they're dressed as a Teletubby. Like you're like, holy shit! I'm gonna go kill myself now. That is freaky.
Wouldn't you want to just beat the shit out of the Teletubby?
I would be freaking out. Like you wouldn't even be expecting a Teletubby.
Bethlehem cops probing the 2 a.m. break-in subsequently identified the male suspect. But the victim did not wish to be pressed to press charges for the damage to his front door. They did not identify the costume invader, who apparently had attended a Halloween party earlier that evening, you think? Or just dresses like a Teletubby.
That's why I don't like Halloween.
Yeah, the scene of the break-in, Chinese food theft, is about 2 blocks from the Lei University campus. Yeah. You know, talk about dick move. It's like somebody taking away your leftovers. Remember that?
Was that a friend of his, though? You said a pal.
That is a dick move.
Yeah, I think that's why he wouldn't press charges.
See, that's a dick move. That is a dick move. For a pal to break in your house as a Teletubby and steal your Chinese food.
He puts Chinese food into his purse, I think, or something, right? Did he put it into a bag?
Yeah, he took the food.
That's a dick move, yeah.
Like, that's a dick move. Like, if you ever work in an office and somebody eats your fucking lunch.
Well, that's a big-time dick move.
I get so mad.
That's a big time dick move.
When I worked at American Express, there was like I was finishing college.
Who does that?
There was like a refrigerator, right? Like a break room refrigerator, all the shit.
J-Risk.
Why
is that a problem? It's not a problem if I eat your food. But they did this in American Express. They caught somebody who did that. They kept stealing, like if there was grapes, they would take a certain amount of the grapes away. If it was a fucking sandwich, they would actually take half the fucking sandwich and rewrap. So one time the guy says, fuck this. He made a shit sandwich. You know what I mean? The guy fucking ate it. And you can hear the guy. I wasn't there when it happened, but supposedly he was the guy. They found out who it was because the guy went running out of the phone system area. He's like, dumbass.
That's funny.
Hey, speaking of dumbass, and somebody I almost got into a fight with. True story. It's at Solid Gold. Or no, it was a place in Gold Rush in Miami, the strip club.
I always wanted to do that venue, man. You were going to get me, and the week you were going to get me, this fucking place closed.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, the old one at Fort, where we did in the Gentleman's
Club.
Isn't
that a strip club?
I love performing. That's the only dirt place I love going into is a strip club. Because you know what to expect.
Yeah, of course. No, I was actually at Gold Rush, which is right there, my American Airline Arena, right in that area. By Space, Club Space and everything.
Okay.
I'm there one night and Jose Canseco is standing there at the stage and I'm waiting to give the same girl a tip. You know what I mean? And, she walked over to me because I'm not Jose Canseco, but I was known. It's embarrassing
to
me.
Hey, it's Dangerous Dougie over
Dougie
here.
Dougie Almeida, take the dollar. Hey,
have some of my kill wins.
And he gave me that fucking look and I go, hey. He gave him a look, and he turned, and my buddy Rick was like, man.
Fuck Jose Canseco.
Yeah, I would have kicked his ass.
He shot his finger off recently.
Yeah, that's the story. Jose Canseco accidentally shoots off finger while cleaning his gun.
On top of it, Elgin.
See, there you go. He's been doing some research. See, you're right. He is getting his shit together. See
that? Yeah, man. See? Yeah, you can feel it. He's like, you've got that glow. It's like fucking Last Dragon.
Yeah.
Bruce Leroy came in.
According to Las Vegas Metro Police spokesman, officers and medical personnel arrived at Canseco's and Layla Knight's home shortly after Knight called 911. It was determined that no crime occurred, but he's just a dumb fuck, and that it wasn't an accident.
Which finger?
It was an accident. 25 years after making blah, blah, blah. Let me see. Yeah, that'd be fucked up if it was your middle finger, right?
But
fuck you. I mean, you know what I mean.
Whatever, jock. Learn how to use a gun, you idiot. Like, first of all, I've cleaned my gun.
Why do you have a bullet in the gun, in the chamber?
Exactly,
when you're cleaning the gun?
Elgin, exactly.
You... It's the first thing you do is you take the clip out, clear the chamber, and then you make sure again that it's clear.
Wait. Make sure you send a letter to Jose Canseco on the instructions on cleaning your gun.
I don't even own, I've never owned nor cleaned a gun, and I know that.
And you know it before.
You know? Yeah. I'm not claiming that I'm in the murder business. Yeah, like Iggy Azalea.
You gotta learn. Yeah, you definitely, if it's a handgun, you take out the buttons, bullets if it's a fucking revolver. And you take the clip out, of course, if it's a so.
I picture Elgin has like the old school Duck Hunt Nintendo gun, like
zapper.
He cleans it up, like
I shine it up, right?
That's a little fucking pledge.
That's a funny skit idea.
You just take it, steal it, not steal it, but it's yours. Yeah,
that's done. Nice of you. Give it steal it, fuckface.
No, I have a music video that I'm working on, so I think that'll be like one of the little cutscenes. Yeah, me shining the gun and you see it off screen. Then because
you
it
look like
a
Nintendo
zapper.
Character.
No, right. For real. I am a human cartoon. I love Wait it. Till Dougie gets the cameras in here. You people, especially on the
treat.
West Coast, you're going to check us
what
out.
What a treat, man. It says, actress and model Layla Knight told the news that Canseco was cleaning one of his four guns. Ooh. In the couple's kitchen. Yeah, because everybody needs a gun in the fucking kitchen.
One of his four guns.
He's so totally show it off.
It was cleaning one of his four guns. You know, he has a
bazooka. He had them all laid out, you know.
He has a bazooka in the bedroom. He's trying to overcompensate.
God.
His kitchen when it discharged and blew off his middle finger.
What?
On his left hand.
Oh man.
He had been at the shooting range a few days earlier. He did not know it was loaded because he's a dumb fuck.
Because it's a gun.
What an idiot.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to check that again. Especially I'm here in the kitchen. I'm sitting here right next to my fucking wife. Hey, time to clean the gun. No need to check if there's a fucking bullet in the chamber. The middle finger was hanging by a thread and wrapped his hand in a towel and called 911. The doctor said they would either have to amputate or do reconstructive surgery.
There's no way.
Your doctor says to you, Mike, hey, we can either reconstruct it or we amputate it. What do you want to do?
I'm trying to go for reconstruction.
Yeah, put the thing fucking together.
Yeah, of course. But there's no way they're going to fucking fix that.
Yeah, they put it on the wrong
mangled
way.
Mangled fucking.
Yeah, it's going to look all crooked. Oh, man.
They put it up the wrong way. You're like, the chicks will love you. You can fucking finger them. You'd be the greatest finger fucker in the world, dude. You'd be like, holy shit, how can you do that for hours? No carpal tunnel. I got my finger the other way.
Well, you ever seen the John Bobbitt porn? Like when they reconstructed his dick after being cut off, like it looks like a Frankenstein. Like it's
really?
Never gonna look the same.
Did it have bolts? he had a bolt next to his helmet.
Stick it out. It's gross.
Yeah. It says here that Knight said Canseco was taken to the university medical. What did he do? Reconstructed, but if they do surgery, he won't be able to use it again.
Bolts.
He blew away an artery and a big bone chunk.
That's why you shouldn't have nice things, because you just can't have nice things.
Yeah,
a good metaphor for a lot of things in life.
Exactly. Hey, speaking of, you're going to like this story, guys. But you know what? We're going to take a break. We're going to tease the guys. We're going to take a break. We only got a few minutes left of the show anyway. But this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and I'm here with Elgin David.
Happy Tuesday.
And Michael Cintron.
I love you.
Do you prefer Mike or Michael?
Whatever feels with you both.
All right. We'll see what happens. We've got a great story about a woman who used a tongue of an animal to pleasure herself. That's right.
I knew a chick who was into that kind of thing.
Yeah. Let's see if it's her.
Gotta be kidding me.
We'll be right back.
New York, yeah.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Don't be a slave to the grind. Get out of bed. Do something, you lazy bastard. This is the WEI Network and IRN. We're coming to you simulcast Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with encore shows on IRN on Mondays at 10 a.m. and the best of all time shows on Friday on IRN. Don't forget, this Friday, catch me, Lenny Travis, and Esther Koo at the Best of All Time show on IRN. So, irnbroadcast.com. You can also tune in to TuneIn Radio. If you're out there and about, you want to hear the show, just search WEI Network or IRN, Internet Radio Network, and you can pull us up on TuneIn Radio. It's a good day. It's Honest Tuesday, and here again with Mike Cintron and Elgin David. And so far, it's been a good, having a good time.
Yeah, it's been fun, right? Man. It's been a lot of fun. And let me, can I just say something real quick? And this is all I want to say. But people, we're the first show of the week, the Tuesday show. So don't forget about us. You know, if you have fun today, vote for us. Get us on the replay on Monday. And that's all I want to say. Thank you.
They will never forget us, Elgin.
I know, because we have fun today. You're right. It's been a fun show.
I am Mike the Spike.
Yeah.
No, that's what Tim told me.
Shout out to the fans.
Yeah. Oh. That's just how the fans feel. Is this what? Is this video from the guys' film festival?
What is that?
It's supposed to be crowd booing. It's a terrible.
Oh,
song,
that was terrible. That hurt. Yeah. That hurt my ears. Worse than booze do.
Yeah.
Stick
like,
to the
this
news
is like
articles,
a Jay Risk event. All of a sudden.
Oh, where'd you get all that right. fucking?
Anyway, so yeah, but hey, but they're gonna put that shit to bed. But that's right, Tavolino's Wednesday night. I'll be your host along with guest spot Robert Bass.
Good guy,
very funny guy,
very funny guy,
and
yeah, very funny.
And of course, somebody's coming in from out of town. I forgot her name, but she's getting a few minutes. And then, of course, Mark Viola and Angelo Ciafranco, nice. Ciafranco are our headliners. Excited next week, by the way, on Wednesday. Dustin Chafin from New York is coming into Tavolino's. You got to see this guy next week. Very funny guy from New York. Runs Greenwich Village Comedy Club. Been on Showtime, USO Tours. He's hilarious. So a lot of good people coming in town. Of course, the week after, Gene Harding and Orlando Leyba.
Nice.
Co-headlining at Tavolino's.
That's going to be a good show.
Yeah. So I may... There's one I got to talk to you guys. I need a host filling in. So I got to talk to you. Don't forget before we leave the studio, okay? All right, can we do that?
I nominate Elgin. You would go great with Gene Harding and Orlando Leyva. You bring that certain Spanish flair.
He's not Spanish.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That Polish flair. I don't know.
Who, me? I'm not Spanish?
No, I was saying that you do bring a
Spanish
flair.
Where are you
from,
dude? What's your nationality?
He's Puerto Rican like me.
You're Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
Boricua.
I'm from New York, though. Yeah.
We come from the same
island.
I'm
like a fake Puerto Rican. I don't speak Spanish. And
I'm from New York, too.
We get slack from, but I'm Puerto Rican, so, you know.
Are you from Manhattan, Queens?
I'm from Long Island.
Long Island, yeah. Strong Island.
I'm from Bayshore, Long Island, and the South Shore.
That's cool.
Suffolk County. Born and raised, graduated high school, Bayshore High School. What's up? Represent Marauders.
I'm surprised we never like ran into each other, man.
Yeah.
I lived in Queens until I was 17, so.
Wow.
And I hung out in East Islip.
Oh, word up, man.
East Islip.
We wrestled East
Islip.
Where
I learned Strong Island.
Strong Island, S-I-N-Y, anyway. Till I die. All right.
This is boring.
You guys want to fucking hug?
Yeah,
we should. Can we get? We should get up. With the cameras, it would make more sense if we did.
Yeah, then
we can make real moments happen. It would be funny. But now, who knows? Yeah.
Theater of the mind, guys.
Yeah. A lot of guys are picturing that right now.
Look, I'm touching Elgin's thigh right now.
Yeah, look at
I'm rubbing it.
Mm.
Hey, speaking about stories that were debunked, because you got to do
that. Yeah, I got duped with that thing, man. Right. I need to do my fact checking.
Well, listen, that happens.
But it was
actually
funny.
Me and Tim Hanley, we did a story that we ended up pulling up that was bullshit about the guy having a police raid on somebody he was playing online video games with.
That was fake?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that wasn't a real story.
Swatting. They were calling it swatting.
Right.
You got me with the fake story about the guy who killed his wife that Dutch ovened her. Like, I thought that was
that was
real.
A real story.
No, that's fake, man. That's been in... It's been put out like a couple of times. All right. Story.
Wait, but for real, that was fake, the swatting thing?
Yeah.
I can't believe that, man.
Well, this story was a little more intriguing because the story was 6 days of darkness in December of 2014. NASA reports sites.
I remember that story.
Solar winds, 600,000 views of this story.
Is that fake?
Yes.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Will there be 6 days of darkness this December 2014? Although an alleged NASA report has claimed this week that solar winds will result in the U.S. being cast into darkness.
Why just the U.S., though? Why not the whole Earth? That's so stupid.
Yeah.
If people believed it and it said the Earth, the
Why
U.S.,
did you, yeah.
it should have been the whole Earth.
It's an ethnocentric
That's
kind of
so
a fucking...
dumb. The solar winds are...
How ethnocentric of you. Just the U.S.? Everybody else would be fine?
Oh, so when the Earth spins throughout the day, the solar flares will go away and then come back according to our time schedule? That's fucking ridiculous.
I love how Julian's breaking it down.
It appears that these allegations are nothing but a hoax.
It's a whole Earth, man.
The Epoch Times reveals this Thursday, October 30th, that rumors of Earth being cast into shadow were completely false. Though the cited article has received over 600,000 Facebook likes.
That's just that goes to show there, people believe anything.
That's part of the definition of hooplehead.
That's what it is. I mean, with this Ebola going around, you know, you have all these... Literally, Kim Kardashian has been married to more people than have died from Ebola in the United States.
Right.
Like, put it into that perspective, and you're like, all right, never mind, you know?
And I wonder what's worse, having Ebola or have being married to that fucking woman. Which would you prefer?
Yeah. I like big butts, so I mean, I don't know. It's a hard decision.
He cannot lie.
Can't lie, man. So you're done, huh? You're going to be on your own. Mike said it.
Listen, I mean, if
I'm searching his own life,
That's you know? Not my main focus.
He's soul
right
searching
now.
Right now. You know.
Hey, I, by the way, all right. Here's it depends. Then if you're going to be single, then maybe you should check this place out. Totally. Is this a real story or not? A new club, Baby Bumpers, features pregnant dancers opening in Oregon.
What? What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What's that all about?
In Springfield, Oregon, residents were shocked today.
I could see a birth canal.
To find out about a very unique kind of strip club opening in their neighborhood. The new club, which will be known as Baby Bumpers.
Do you feel it kicking?
You felt him kick. Give me a dollar.
Oh, my God. He's kicking right now. You want to feel it?
It's like any other strip club. With one exception, all dancers are required to be at least 6 months pregnant. They don't have to know who the father is.
There's going to be some cheap-ass lap dances, I bet. like $5.
Does this count as a two-for-one?
No, you have to pay with you pay with diapers.
You pay with diapers. Yeah. Oh, my God. I would love it.
And each the strippers wear the number, size of diapers they need.
Some baby food?
Yeah. Like at a baby shower, you know?
Mix up Gerber's baby food?
Yeah, you'd be throwing Pampers on stage. The club owner, 45-year-old Buck Jackson.
Similac.
I like Buck Jackson. He's like, you know what I'm thinking? A strip club. But not like any other strip club. They're pregnant broads dancing around. Like,
and you know what else?
Of it.
You
Let's
can eat,
do it.
You can eat donuts.
We'll have a Kilwins right next door.
That's right. A Slurpee machine. Is determined to make his new idea work. Truth.
It's all baby. We'll have a menu with all baby food.
Every beer
baby
will come
corn.
With a thimble.
Baby donuts.
There won't be any more lap dances. You'll just get to suck the girl's tit.
Baby back ribs, baby donuts, baby corn.
Baby corn.
The truth is all you see in the clubs around here are just a bunch of girls all sucked up looking like Skeletor. Ain't shit, personally. I like fat bottom girls and healthy girls with a little meat on them.
Look
and
like
they have to be related.
Three.
One night I was laying in my bed watching some pregnant belly dancer on the TV, and
She's
the idea just
hit me.
Dancing
for two.
You got to tip the fetus also.
Here's one for you and one for the baby.
Talk
that's
about a
saying.
Honeypot. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. When they dance for you, it's like, does this count as a two for one? Yeah, the little baby comes out of the fucking coochie, grabs a dollar. I'll take that.
Oh, imagine her water breaks while she's giving you a lap dance.
I'm making a cum. You're a squirter.
It's like a geyser.
You're more than a squirter. It's a deluge.
Here, let me take a drink.
Yeah.
All right, I got two girls. Let's keep going.
I don't know. You ever get into, like, I never, you know, when you get to some porn, you see pregnant porn.
I would never be interested in watching that.
Yeah,
that's
never,
fucking gross.
I think I watched it once, and I just couldn't do it.
I would never do that. Like, I would also never open up.
What about your wife? You wouldn't, like, your wife is pregnant? You wouldn't
street.
Have sex with her?
Oh, that's different, bro.
Right, right.
It's your wife.
It's your
dude.
Wife.
That's what I'm saying.
But
you go from having porn, watching porn.
No, but I'm just saying,
are you hitting your kid in the head, or you know,
like, that's, right? But that's
weird.
That's what every guy says. Like, oh, am I gonna like give him brain damage?
And she's like, whoa, you're not that.
Yeah, right.
Easy, she always, whoa, yeah. Take it easy.
Calm down there.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Kobe.
Calm down, Tiger.
Yeah.
Easy there.
Look down at your dick and ask.
I think I've seen like...
Can you see him? When he comes out, ask him. After you pull him from the hair.
You've known him longer than I have.
Yeah.
It's you ask him.
That's what my urologist always used to say. He'd say, you know your dick better than anyone.
I've probably seen one hot chick pregnant that I was like, I would definitely get with that.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, there's some women that, especially their first baby, they have that, they basically just have that belly there, you know?
Oh, it's like, yeah, of course.
I mean, I imagine I could probably ask my wife how she feels about that. Oh. How does it feel making love to a woman who looks, a guy who looks pregnant? Find out. I was actually talking about new jokes. We got a few minutes left, but I was thinking. And by the way, driving last week to Georgia and all that on the fucking road.
Yeah, how was that?
It was awesome, man. It was fucking awesome.
You didn't even go into the Comedy Zone.
Yeah, they canceled the Friday Saturday show on Monday because it was Halloween. So I was like, I went to the Laughing Skull, which kind of sucked because I was like, even though I've been signed on the open mic for like a month and a half, 2 months,
yeah.
I ended up going 15th, 16th out of 16 people.
Oh, man.
I'm like, really, dude? This is how I'm, you know, that sucks. And then, at somewhere in Augusta, dude, we just had a great show. And then we did two shows at the Loft, and the place was packed.
Nice.
Just fucking, you know, just had a fucking great old time. And then the best part was I'm sitting home on Saturday. I get a message from an agency. Can you work Myrtle Beach on January 21st to the 24th?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. I haven't been to Myrtle Beach. And then book Jackson, the Tallahassee Comedy Zone. Cool. And January 10th, 11th. So go to DougieAlmeida.com for some dates. So yeah, man. That's the way it's going to go.
Yeah.
But Scruff City Comedy Festival this weekend. Knoxville, Tennessee come out on Friday and Saturday night. I have a fan page. Go to Dougie Almeida on Facebook and go to my Scruff City event on that date. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, we got a few minutes left, basically. But what's going on at...
Well, I'm going to be at the Improv. I advanced to the semifinals out of Florida's Funniest Comedian. So November 20th, if you want to come out and support me. I don't think I'll get through to the finals, but I feel so happy, so lucky, so grateful to even made it this far.
Just don't even go now.
Come out.
Fucking don't even bother showing up.
There's so many other funny people going to be there.
Well, you're a funny
dude.
You're a funny fucking dog. Funny. Dude, L.A. Hardy's funny guy, but come on. You're only doing 5 minutes, six, 7 minutes.
Right, right.
You know, L.A. Hardy could do an hour, but that doesn't help him in this situation.
Yeah.
You got to go in there thinking, fuck, I can just pop off 7 minutes and fucking win the crowd.
I just want to have a good time, man.
Yeah.
So come out and party with me.
Yeah, man, this is Elgin David, everybody, and you can check me out, the Palm Beach Improv Comedy Club.
Woo-hoo.
I'll be there November 13th, also for the Florida's Funniest Comedian competition, the semifinals. So I am excited about the competition, and I wish everybody the best, but come out, just say my name at the window, and you get free admission to the club. Same thing with Mike.
Yeah, Hard Rock.
At the Hard Rock Improv on the 20th. Just say his name, and you get in for free.
Yeah, I'll be hosting at the Hard Rock Improv on November 13th on a Thursday.
Oh,
my friend Tim Polnick. So if we're on the improv,
Tim
dates,
is very funny.
Yeah, he's a great dude. By the way, you saw him at Tavolino's.
He was there at Tavolino's on Wednesday?
Was he the headliner when you were there?
No, it was Carl Remy.
Oh, it was Carl. Oh, no. Oh, that's right. You were just there the week I wasn't there.
Right, right.
But anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Wish we could have left you guys on a much higher note. But hey, that's the way it fucking, you got a lot of show today.
Yeah.
You know, you got a lot. We talk about a lot. You know,
a lot
I mean?
Of laughs going on.
We laughed a lot. It was fun.
Yeah.
We hope you had fun with
us.
We
don't give a fuck if you had fun, but we had fun. That's all we're trying to say. But don't forget, tomorrow in the studio will be Peter Leonard. And I think that might be it. Minda's out of town.
I'm coming in.
I'll be you. Mike's back in the studio tomorrow along with Peter Leonard.
And we're going to have the Best of Boca Comedy Showcase this Saturday at the Funky Buddha.
That's right.
Come check it out.
And Boca Raton, the Funky Buddha on Federal Highway. In between, what's that, Glades and Yamato, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
Somewhere in there. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie. Follow me at Dougie Dangerous. And, of course, join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And subscribe to us on Stitcher. Just download it to any smart device. And go to Wake Up Late with Dougie Show and press the subscribe button. And, by the way, for those of you who do subscribe, remember to reload your shows. We do 3 a week. So it's funny. Sometimes it's, they don't forget to load or listen to it. And so make sure you do that. And that's all we have time for. See you tomorrow right here at the same spot.